Good morning. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers who are present. I celebrate you today. I celebrate my own dad, who did something interesting late yesterday afternoon. He sent out a peremptory text to his sons, all of us are fathers, wishing us a happy Father's Day before we had a chance to wish him a happy Father's Day. Dad is 92 years old, and you know how technology is today. For him to do that was an impressive feat. In any case, I was able to text him back later last night and just to thank him and let him know that the fatherhood that I and my brothers share, and by the way, one of my brothers is at this mass right now with his daughter Teresa, but the fatherhood that my brother Fran and that myself and my other brothers have would not be possible without my dad's fatherhood. So I'm very grateful for my dad's fatherhood, as well as for the fatherhood of all the fathers who are present here. What a blessing. And we'll have a blessing for all fathers at the end of Mass before the final dismissal. In today's Gospel, Jesus speaks three times about fear. He says in the beginning, "Fear no one." Later on, he says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul." And then lastly, he says, "Do not be afraid." Those first times he speaks about fear are specific references to individuals chosen by God to be witnesses, to be on mission, to preach the truth in the midst of resistance. Jeremiah, our first reading, is a prophet who's a very good example of that. Jesus himself encountered resistance, and he did not fear anyone. Those who follow in his footsteps, who are called to preach the truth on mission from God, should fear no one. To them, Jesus is speaking in those first two references to fear. The last one, "Do not be afraid," really is addressed to all of us, repeated several times, not just in this gospel, but throughout the gospels. Jesus oftentimes says to his disciples, "Do not be afraid." And because he repeats this in different places, it is that admonition that I want to speak about this morning. Do not be afraid. As we hear those words, "Do not be afraid," we can understand how very important they are, how necessary they are. We need to hear Jesus saying to us, "Do not be afraid." Because there are so many things of which we can be afraid, so many threats that we face. One thing I've been hearing in the news more and more is the economy. Maybe for the last couple years, but more and more, the economy, technology, developments, people's jobs. There's a concern. Concern leading to fear. As we get older, all of us have fears about our physical well-being. We hear about an individual falling and needing an elbow replacement, wrist surgery, knee replacement, all kinds of difficulties associated with our physical well-being, an area of fear. I want to personally mention something dealing with my retirement. This week I'll be retiring, and I want you to know that our diocese, which is to say all of you, do a very, very good job with caring for retired priests and our retired bishop. And so I can see that Sister Catherine is here at this Mass. And so she's going to be my Mother Superior going forward. And she's been taking great care of me even before I've moved in. And I'll be moving in on Thursday. So I have no concerns. I'm very, very secure in terms of where I'm going to live. But there is something, not to burden you, but just to share with you. I think this is not going to be a surprise. But given my history of health issues, I do wonder. I frankly do fear about the future as I have more and more complications, how that's going to play out. And so that is a very real fear for me. And we all, whatever our situation, whether family situations, financial, personal, medical, all of us have all kinds of different fears. So our Lord's message today is very, very necessary for us to hear. As I say that, I want to add one more thing for you to fear that you're probably not aware of yet. And this is my job as your pastor. I have a few more days to let you know about such things. And that is something dealing with this parish, something that I want you to fear. And that is the length of homilies. listened to progression for the last like 20 years or so. Father Kevin was here for 8 years, a great pastor. He's the one who renovated our church, this beautiful sanctuary, beautiful stained glass windows, did many other significant things, including bringing our Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist here to this parish. So significant things, a great pastor, but universally agreed that he gave long homilies. He was here for 8 years. Father Donahue, I have been here for 16 years. I want you to note that 2 times 8 is 16. So we have kind of a progression. He gave long homilies. Father Donahue gives even longer homilies. And this is where the fear comes in. If this progression continues, 8 times 2 is 16, 16 times 2 is 32. That means Father Jeb, based on this progression, will be here for 32 years. And the question is, does he give long homilies? That's a fearful thought, and until you know the answer, you'll be in fear. And if you find out a certain thing, it may be despair then. In any case, actually, I don't know whether he has long or short homilies. I do know him well. One thing I know about him, he is a very thoughtful, deep priest. So I suspect that whatever he preaches, however he preaches, you'll be so taken with what he's saying that you won't notice whether long or short. In any case, seriously, Jesus says to us today, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. This is a blanket statement. Jesus means it for everybody. It's meant for everybody. And he didn't say some kind of condition or qualification. If you got some medical issue, you can be afraid of that. No, it was across the boards with no qualifications, no conditions. Do not be afraid. He also, as I mentioned earlier, said this several times. When Jesus repeats himself, we want to take note. Everything he said is important, but when Jesus repeats himself, it means this is something he really wants us to take very much to heart. Do not be afraid. We know why Jesus can say this to us, do not be afraid, is because he is the Son of God. Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus, as the Son of God, shared our existence, our human condition. In doing so, he partook of the most extreme challenges that we humans face. I'm sure none of us here was born in a stable like he was. None of us will die on a cross like he died. Or we look at other elements, other parts of his life, things he endured. None of us will have to do that. And yet he did, simply to show us how much he wants to be in solidarity, how much he wants the human race know, us to know that he is with us. And of course, the ultimate is our death. The thing perhaps that we fear most of all is death. He shared in our death. He shared our existence. But he didn't remain dead. Jesus rose again. You can see what I'm doing right now. I'm going through the creed basically. We believe that he's the Son of God. We believe that he became man. We believe that he died, that he rose. We can see why the creed, why we say the creed every Sunday at every big mass solemnity. We always recite the creed. It's so important because we need to remind ourselves of the truth, especially the truth of Jesus Christ, who he is, what he does. He's the victor over death. Because he's the victor over death, that means he's the victor of every other challenge, every other fear, economic, health, family, personal, whatever. Whatever the problem, whatever the fear, Jesus is the victor. Jesus not only instructs us, teaches us, but he also guarantees to us success. Success is guaranteed by his own life. And then this is so, so very important. Jesus says, if you unite yourself to me in faith, I will unite myself to you, and you will share in my success. I will guarantee you success if you belong to me, if you unite to me. That is why we preach Jesus. That is why Jesus is so important. Why we offer Jesus to the world. Because when his truth is offered, the truth about him, he's divine, Son of God, became man, died and rose, gave us the Holy Spirit, promises us heaven. When we hear these things, when we respond in faith, then when we take that next step and unite with him in the sacraments, in baptism, confession, Holy Communion, all the sacraments, the presence and power of Jesus is there. We are in him. We are with him. And he, as the Son of God, who conquered death, takes away all of our fears. We then can live free of fear. This is the work of St. Philip Parish. We've been around for over 60 years. For 60 years, St. Philip Parish has been preaching Jesus, preaching the truth about Jesus Christ. The things I just mentioned in the Creed, we recite the Creed. That is what St. Philip Parish is all about, presenting Jesus Christ. And then the next step, not just talking about him with a chance to believe in him, but experiencing him in the sacraments. The same Jesus who was on this earth 2,000 years ago is still with us in the sacraments. The same Jesus. So we can have a relationship with him through those sacraments. That is what St. Philip Parish has always been about. That is what we will always be about. Preaching Jesus, offering Jesus, ultimately having a relationship with Jesus. It has been a blessing for me to be a part of this history, to be a part of this project, for us to be together, and in being together, to offer Jesus to you, to preach Jesus to you, and then give sacraments to you, so you can have life in him. It has been a blessing for me to be with you, a great joy. I was saying last night, and it's always been my observation of this parish, when I first came here, I recall in front of the church after masses, as you were all leaving, your joy. The joy of the people at this parish, joyful to be here. I'm so blessed to have been a part of that joy, to add to that joy because of adding Jesus Christ more and more to us and to our experience. So as I take my leave, I want to say it has been such a blessing. It's a blessing to be with all of you right now. And I want to say a special word to Tim Dusenbury and the choir. And the choir is on summer vacation right now, but they're with us today, which means they came out in a special way. And Tim, I really appreciate that. You do a glorious job here. They do a glorious job. So to have them singing at this Mass, my last Sunday Mass here, is a great blessing. I want to observe a dynamic about how I am and how we've interacted together during these years as a way for us to understand the way that God wants the church to be. In this dynamic, obviously I have physical limitations. I depend upon people, you, more than others. For example, simply to go from the altar to come over here, I had to have Peter, our server for today, move the chair for me. You'll see, of course, when I give out Holy Communion, Peter again will be taking my stool down for me to sit on to give Holy Communion. Many other things like that at the Mass that priests depend upon other people to do, and I personally depend in a huge way. Most priests could do them for themselves, but they do have other people helping them, which is how God wants it to be. In my case, it's necessary. Without your help, it probably would be almost impossible for me to say Mass. It would just be so many details, so many things to do. And so I want this dynamic to be kind of a model, a paradigm for how God wants His church to be, and that is a collaboration. He wants His priests to preach, and His priests are unique in their ability to preach and also in giving of sacraments. That's why they're so important. That is why you love us so much, because we give you Jesus. He wants His priests to do that. But He also wants His priests to depend and work with all of you. And that is what we've done in a very visible way, in your help to me at Mass, but in so many other ways as well. Your support, your love, your expertise, your counsel, all of it together has made up the church. And the church, as I said, is all about preaching Jesus. Because Jesus does something that we need if we stop and think about our human experience. And that is how susceptible we are to being afraid, to be fearful. We need someone to say to us, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. And the one who does that is Jesus. And the body who offers that message to the world, as well as Jesus Himself, is the church. And so, I want to close my last words to you and to myself, from Jesus, do not be afraid. Amen.